As the weeks dwindled towards the September primary, the advertising rhetoric among the major Democratic candidates for governor is heated up. This is especially true of the campaigns of Providence Mayor Angel Taveras and General Treasurer Gina Raimondo. After months of elliptical jabs and measured messages, Taveras and Raimondo have engaged each other over the economy, the overarching issue of this campaign. In a tough spot featuring an unemployed iron worker, Raimondo used a surrogate to blame Taveras for unemployment in the capital city. The spot states that Taveras raised commercial tax rates, driving jobs and business from the city. Taveras shot back with his own ad. His first comeback was to accuse Raimondo of negative campaigning. "My opponent wants to throw stones from on high," the mayor says, speaking directly to the camera. Taveras then jumps back to his message of bailing out the sinking ship that was the city's budget, red ink, when he took over from former Mayor David Cicilline in 2011. It's ludicrous to blame Taveras for Providence's or the state's economic malaise. He hasn't been in office long enough to do much of anything good or bad for the business climate in our small corner of southeastern New England. Yet this we know, all's fair in love, war, and Rhode Island politics. Raimondo's launch of a negative ad may be little more than trying to get Taveras enmeshed in a televised ad spending contest during the doldrums of July. She has much more campaign cash than he does. Any attack ad that creates a TV thrust and parry between the mayor and general treasurer is sure to drain Taveras' campaign fund faster than Raimondo's. Campaigns never divulge their strategies or subplots. So far, most of the television messages spun by Taveras and Raimondo have been positive. A constant trope of Rhode Island governor campaigns is for a candidate to give the impression that they are just like ordinary citizens who care about people like you. Neither Raimondo nor Taveras are like us. For one thing, they're both Harvard graduates who graduated from prestigious law schools. Very few voters between Napa Tree Point and Woonsocket's North End have such credentials. So Raimondo's advertising highlights her family and her Rhode Island roots. Taveras does the same, touting his Head Start to Harvard life story, which has become a cliche. He's also shown in an ad strolling past the Coffee Depot in downtown Warren, boasting that he'll take Main Street over Wall Street any day. The third serious candidate is Clay Pell, the grandson of the revered Senator Claiborne Pell. Pell has stayed upbeat, using television to play up his assets, such as reminding voters that he's the lone major candidate to serve in the U.S. military and in the Obama White House. Pell's camp is clearly hoping that the Taveras-Raimondo air war escalates. This could only help Pell, who seems to have nearly unlimited access to campaign money. He's had to spend a lot to erase the rocky start of his campaign and the infamous media reports about his missing car. Quote, "It cost Clay Pell $1 million to get voters to forget about that Prius," says Joseph Fleming, pollster and political analyst for WPRI Channel 12. Pell has a narrow path to victory, but if he wants to dump $4 million or so into the campaign, he'll be a force. What isn't known yet is whether his candidacy acts as a spoiler, cutting into Taveras' support among younger liberal voters, or whether he has a legitimate shot at victory if the mayor and general treasurer cover each other in mud between now and Labor Day. The strange aspect of this campaign so far has been the lack of intensity. Organized labor, a foundation of the Democratic Party, is split among the three serious candidates. Liberals are divided. This race is not on the tip of every political tongue. If anything, the Buddy Cianci return to Providence has overshadowed the governor's campaign in the last month. Recent Democratic developments all point one way, to a furious campaign in late summer as voters are courted for the September 9th election.